A senior citizen, KB Asante, has underscored the need for Ghanaians to revisit their cultural heritage. He said, without knowledge of what they stand for as a people, it will be difficult to develop as a nation. Mr. Asante made these remarks at a remembrance gathering for an African-British musical genius, Samuel Coleridge Taylor, at the Du Bois Center in Accra. Priscilla Uswansa was there and has filed this report.
Mr. KB Asante said most people, especially the younger generation, have little or no idea of their cultural heritage. What they are familiar with is the culture of drumming and dancing, which is only an aspect of the cultural heritage. He said one way to correct this unfortunate situation is to challenge politicians and government to address such issues.
We don't seem to know and understand what our culture is. Culture is specific. It runs through our being. It makes us what we are. It should make us proud. It should make us have confidence. And culture is not only drumming and dancing, something deeper. And so we have to revisit culture. It's no use just having Institute of Chieftaincy and Cultural Affairs. We should put people in it. We should think about it and know what our culture, what role it should play in national development. Without understanding our culture, without being proud of what we are, we can never move forward. It's election time. You make them know that if they do not address some of the issues which worry you, you will not vote for them.
A high life musician, Jedublay Ambuli, called for a change in the curriculum at all levels in the education system. He said Ghana has intellectuals who can tell the African story from their perspective. Mr. Ambuli said until this change is realized, the younger and future generations will still be torn between being Western or African. The African-British musical genius Samuel Coleridge Taylor was born on August 15, 1875, to a Sierra Leonean father and a British mother. He was a leading member of Pan-Africanism and emphasized the importance of African heritage and black cultural identity. Mr. Coleridge Taylor was also a great composer who collected African and African-American traditional songs.
That was a report by Priscilla Uswansa.